بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the last part of the explanation of the first hadith that we read with regard that we should not make zulm upon anyone, and if any zulm was done, then to repair and fix it before we leave this world. So with regard to the last part, it comes, oppression is a major sin. This committing of oppression, zulm, which we do not normally even think about, but it is also of the major, the kabair, the major sins. It entails two sins. It is not only a sin on its own, but there are two sins that are involved. The one, usurping the right of another without justification. So that is one sin. That is somebody else's right that we usurp, we destroy it, we don't fulfill it, and without any justification whatsoever. And normally it is done on the poor and the weak, those who haven't got recourse to fight their case, etc. On those people normally a person makes zulm. So therefore that is one of the major sins. And secondly, and brazenly opposing Allah Ta'ala. That is, Allah Ta'ala has given the order that we should not commit any zulm upon any person. So we have gone against Allah Ta'ala also. So therefore it is a very, very serious matter, which unfortunately people who regard themselves as in deen, we also don't think this of a sin even. And perhaps we hardly made tawbah of it, that what all zulm I've done on people, whereas in actual fact it is to get forgiveness from those people that we have wronged, or at least to do something good and right and pass the sawabs to them. But in this world it is that we should go to them and get the matters sorted out. So that is the thing that we don't think about. And our pride, it will not allow us, that I'm supposed to be a pious person, how can I go to somebody and ask him for forgiveness, whatever it may be. In a hadith it comes that to underpay one's workers is also zulm. And it comes also in a hadith, pay the worker before his sweat gets dry. That is, we should not delay in paying the person. We should pay him the proper pay that is due to him. And we should pay him in due, in good time. And in fact, in all these matters we are taught of good akhlaq and good character by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many times a person doesn't pay his workers the proper pay. We underpay, or we do not pay them on time. And it also comes in the hadith that on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself will fight the cases for those people. And where can we ever stand a chance if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lays a charge against us? So, and the day of Qiyamah, which will be a day 50,000 years long, so how will it go on that day? So Allah give us all tawfiq that we make tawbah of all the zulm that we have made, and all that what we are unaware of also. What we are aware of, we should repair and correct, and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And also we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for the rights of fellow people, by the blessed dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which he made in Muzdalifah. We try ourselves the utmost, and then we use that dua that, oh, Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana, oh Allah, forgive us all our sins, wa takaffal bi ridha khusumina, and whoever has got charges against us, oh Allah, you fulfill and you make them happy and give them. And by the dua of in Muzdalifah, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua and it got accepted here in Muzdalifah, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was very happy. It is generally worse than other sins, because it is perpetrated against the weak who have no recourse. It is one of the reasons why it is such a terrible sin, because it is normally committed against the weak and those who do not have any recourse, any way that they can have their rights redeemed and get their rights fulfilled. So therefore it makes it worse. It makes a person a terrible zani. We read of oppressive rulers in the present world presently. In the history we read, but we seldom think that I myself as a ruler in my house, over my wife and my children, over my workers, etc., how much of zulm don't I make? So we should be very concerned about this, and the day of Qiyamah and the Akhirah and even this worldly life is no easy thing. May Allah Ta'ala shower His special favors upon us, that we turn to Him and ask Him for forgiveness for all our sins. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.